This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to. Glad you are here. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about more of Donald Trump's promises. We might even get into White Appreciation Month. Who knows? Or is it a month? I guess they do have a month. Yeah, okay. Good for you. Coming into February, which is what? Black History Month. Maybe White Appreciation Month will be, probably White Appreciation Month's going to be March, I bet you, because it's a long month. It's in the spring. It's beautiful. It's kind of beautiful. Yeah. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. First, I want to begin with being a woman. Being a woman. You're going, Kevin, what are you talking about being a woman? Actress Julie Delphi says the only thing worse than being black, being a woman. And she said this. Yeah, another Holly weirdo opening up her big fat mouth. Then I would ask actress Julie Delphi, then what about being a black woman? What would dare say is worse than that? Yeah, or what about, it can't get worse. It can't get worse. What about being a black female midget? Mm-hmm. Oh, it can get worse. A fat black female midget. Yeah. Actress Julie Delphi, the only thing worse than being black? Being a woman. Spoken like a true Holly weirdo feminist. Bold claim by that actress who revealed at the Sundance Film Festival that the toughest gig in Hollywood is being female. 2 years ago, I said something about the Academy being very white male, which is the reality, and I was slashed to pieces by the media. The Avengers Age of Ultron star told the rap. It's funny. Women can't talk. I sometimes wish I were African American because people don't bash them afterwards. Really, Julie? I would tell you from a black conservative perspective, you might be wrong because I get bashed. Can you believe this? The 46-year-old added, "It's the hardest to be a woman. Feminist is something people hate above all. Nothing worse than being a woman in this business. I really believe that. And yet, she's it. She's a woman in that business. Decrying the business. Where is Jada Pinkett Smith when these two could have a latte together?" I just want to know. I'm just giving you some perspective of what Holly weirdos are sitting around talking. Oh, woe is me. Sweet low, sweet chariot. Please get me out of the cotton fields of Hollywood. I'm going to leave you to determine how ridiculous you think it is. I think that's crazy talk. Only thing worse than being black? Being a woman. Well, we'll give that a little thought over time here. She her response came after the Jada Pinkett Smith Spike Lee deal, which of course has to do with boycotting the Oscars, and you guys know my feeling on that. Yep, no actors of color nominated for the Academy Awards in major categories, and oh my gosh, black people are having a conniption. Let me tell you something. Julie Delphi is going to be doing a mea culpa soon. There is a sword in Hollywood waiting for her to fall on it. Because black people do not take kindly. I'm talking liberal blacks. They don't take kindly to this. By the way, I think it's a joke. When you tell me women in America have it rough, you will get no sympathy from this black man. None. I'll tell you, conservative women, most of them that I know, they love this country. They love the men because they are with conservative men. They love their roles as mothers. They love their roles as business owners. They love their roles as wives, significant others, and whatever else. I'm not saying their lives are perfect, but they know, hey, look, it could be worse. They aren't looking at themselves as victims. Most of them I know are very successful in one form or another. I look at their children and I marvel. I look at their husbands and I'm, you know, like, whoa, good for you. I look at their businesses and I go, way to go, girl. Whatever they do it with gusto. They do it with a zest and effervescence that is refreshing. And then you got these leftists, these feminists. A conservative woman knows she doesn't need to be a feminist. She's happy to use her femininely, is that, come on, help me here. Womanly, okay, I'll just switch it up. Womanly wiles, that's better for alliteration anyway, to do what women do. Get stuff done. That's what they do. If you want a mechanic to really, look, a guy can go in and talk all, you know, listen, my car. And a mechanic will go, okay, yeah, well, you're right on that one, Chuck, or whatever. And then he's going to stick you. But let your girl go in and talk about the car and go, you know, I don't really know much about it, but she does. He's going to, you know, you might want to look at the manifold. And, you know, I was talking to one of my brothers. And then they come back and go, well, it'll be $1,000. You go, yeah, no, my brother says, you know, that's kind of what everybody thinks, but it's probably more like 50. Once you do this check, you know, she will get it done, and the dude will be, you know, buying her lunch and dinner and buying you cowboy, whatever you want. Let your girl do it. But not feminists. They go in, and they pay $1,500 what they should have paid $1,000 for, because everybody sees them coming with the attitude. You know what I mean? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Julie Delphi. Only thing worse than being black is being a woman. Yeah, right. Well, let me tell you, there are a lot of white women I take the place of. They gotten some stuff that this brother can't get. I'll even trade places with Oprah every now and then. Yeah. Don't try to fool me. Anyway, I'm going to talk more about what's going on with Trump and some of these things that he was involved in, you know, the things he was talking about. And then I also want to go into the economics. You know, we'll do the economic report first. Then we'll go back into some of the Trump stuff. We'll be back in a bit. Keep it here, folks.
Back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm going to talk about yet another woe is me story about black folks. I saw this story. I couldn't believe it. Before I get into that, I want to... somebody wrote me a note and they said something along the lines of, Kevin, why are you always showcasing the bad behavior of blacks or the bad behavior of liberals, and you don't talk about the good stuff? And I go, what good stuff? What good stuff? Look, first of all, there are black people out there doing great things. I adore that. I really do. There are Americans out there doing great things. They should be showcased. But this is not my forum. I'm not here to go, oh, great, America's great. I know America's great. That's the point. What I'm trying to showcase with liberals, and particularly blacks, which, by the way, it's practically one and the same when I talk about black folks, it's black liberals. It's liberalism in general, of which blacks are disproportionately liberal. So when I'm talking about them, I'm trying to highlight the inconsistencies of their positions. And if you're here because you want me to go, wow, so there's a black group that just formed some scholarships for black kids. Okay, fantastic. Congratulations. Why don't I talk about all the stuff that we do? Kevin Jackson and his team got 100 kids adopted last year. Kevin Jackson and his team got 250 black kids, mostly black kids, educated last year. Kevin and his team helped 50 kids get sporting goods and able to participate in, you know, summer programs or whatever last year. And on, we do a lot of stuff. That's what Americans do. You go to church? You donate to your church? Because if you do, your church is out doing great work. Some of it is overseas, and they're sending missionaries over. Some of it's right here locally. When Joe the Plumber and I did a tour, the Two Naked Heads tour, we had churches all over the place. They were sending out people with chainsaws, cutting down trees, helping people dig out from the tornadoes that had devastated the South. All seven states we visited had tornadoes. It was like God had tornadoes right in front of us, and we were coming in behind. He changed our mission that particular trip. Certainly did. So there's a lot. America is all about goodness. And you know what the left reports about? You know what the media talks about? They talk about the badness. And when they talk about it, they cover up the badness by lefties. And they highlight. They put flashing neon lights on anything that we do. And it doesn't even have to be bad. It's so bad, they will lie about what we do. They don't retract. They don't correct the record. They want nothing to look made to be made to look good on our behalf for anything. I could tell. I've talked to leftists, and I tell them all the time, okay, so you call me an Uncle Tom, you call me this or that. I give them all the things I've done to help black kids. You know what they say? Uncle Tom. That don't matter. Still step and fetch it. Still tool of the white man. So I'm a tool of the white man because I don't think like they do, even though they haven't done a thing for black people. Nothing. Except chase them down and complain. Threaten them with their empty threats. Not a single one of them has the guts to confront me publicly and go, woohoo, without any weapon. They have no guts. And if we both have a weapon, I guarantee you, they won't even get to pick theirs up. They don't have the guts. Look, guys, my radio station goes out to a lot of people. The stuff I write goes out to lots of folks. Do I appear scared? You better know I'm not. So, you know, they talk. They do nothing. Just complain. Here's a story. The title of it alone is enough to make me cringe. Rich black kids more likely to go to prison than poor white kids. Unbelievable. And here's how the story reads. It's a fact that people of color are worse off than white Americans in all kind of ways. But there is little agreement on why. Well, no, it isn't a fact that people of color are worse off than white Americans. It depends on what you're measuring. Well, I'll put it to you this way. Are you measuring the ability to tan? So, what do we measure? Oh, you mean economically. Okay, let's say that you're right. Whose fault is it? Hey, I could pick this stuff apart. But anyway, I'm going to move on. Here's what it says. So, anyway, some of these see these disparities as a consequence of racial discrimination in schools, the courts, and the workplace, both in the past and present. Others argue that economic inequalities are really the case, and the public policy should help the poor no matter their race or ethnicity. That's what it does, by the way. When it comes to affirmative action in college admissions, for example, many say that children from poor white families should receive preferential treatment as well. Last time I checked, they do. In some ways, though, discrimination against people of color is more complicated and fundamental than economic inequality. See, here's where they're getting to the ghost, the specter, the boogeyman. A stark new finding epitomizes that reality. In recent decades, rich black kids have been more likely to go to prison than poor white kids. So see, it's not just an economic divide. No. It's a racial divide. Because even the rich black kids have to be on red alert. Yeah, they don't have daddy to buy them out. They can't claim affluenza. It's just amazing. This story, I mean, do I need to tell you that it's written from one particular perspective? This is in the Washington Post. Yep. More complicated than fundamental racism. And here's what it says. Race trumps class, at least when it comes to incarceration, says Derek Hamilton of the New School. What is the New School? One of the researchers who produced the study, the New School. Let me tell you something. I can't do it. I don't have the time. Find out who's funding the New School. Find out who's funding it. Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. You are. The New School. He and his colleague, well, two colleagues, Kang Zaw and William Darity of Duke University, examined data from the National Longitudinal Survey of Youth, a national study that began in 1979, following a group of young people into adulthood and middle age. The participants were asked about the assets and debts, and their interviewers also noted their age and type of residence, including whether they were in jail or prison. The researchers grouped participants in the survey by their race, their household wealth as of 1985, then looked back through the data to see how many people in each group ultimately went to prison. Participants who were briefly locked up between interviews might not be included in their calculations of the share and who were eventually incarcerated. I'm going to give you the statistics when we come back. It's silly. I don't know I know we paid for it ultimately, but I don't know who says we're going to study this. And oh, by the way, we're going to prove that racism exists because we're going to prove that rich black kids go to prison more than poor white kids, and that's just not fair.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said 1 week from today he will announce his nominee for the Supreme Court. The White House, meanwhile, is said to be enhancing its communications team. White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says what the president will be looking for in a nominee.
This president wants somebody who has a great experience deep intellect, wonderful judicial credentials.
The heat is going to continue for much of the East Coast, with temperatures being in the 90s and humidity levels making it feel like over 100 degrees. Rudy Hostedler is with an urgent care in Pennsylvania. He shares some symptoms of a heat stroke.
It'll start off, or it can start off with a mild headache, some weakness, sometimes nauseousness, sometimes muscle cramps.
And what should you do if you are feeling like you're having a heat stroke?
Spray some cool water on yourself. If you're very hot, if someone's feeling lightheaded, to lay down, prop your feet up.
Hostedler also said to make sure you drink plenty of water when it's super hot. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Is that if you begin to have any semblance of success in your life, even if you just begin to live like a human being, they're not happy for you. You know, they don't want to hear it. It's like, oh, well, look who it is, Mr. I can afford 3 meals a day. Well, la-di-da. What's that like at the top, Mr. Tartar Control Toothpaste? Where do you get your brakes fixed? Sell out.
I feel much the same with black folks, man. You get any kind of leg up, you get any kind of help, you know, any kind of a success of any type, and whoa, look at you. And boy, if you go against the grain, you sell out. You know, he uses that, but I'm telling you, he's describing a lot of what black conservatives go through. Black conservatives are very successful people. I mean, it may not show necessarily monetarily, but you can sense it in them. You can see it. I can practically tell you. Sometimes they are closeted. They won't let you know, but you can spot them because they're happy. They are. Black liberals are not happy. They are miserable people. Liberals in general are. Black liberals are the worst on the planet. Woe is me. Everybody's out to get them. It is a conspiracy. You name it, man. They cannot have a discussion without it turning into negative race. I'll have a discussion about race, and we'll joke about it, and it'll be no, you know, big deal. Like one of my buddies, he was telling me, he says, yeah, I'm having this discussion. I go to this thing about, in fact, it was my friend I talked about earlier. His name is Paul. Sharp, sharp guy. And Paul says, yeah, Kevin, I'm at this thing for, they brought all these bioethical researchers together, the biotech researchers, and they were talking about the ethics. And when they brought it up, some lady was like, ah, y'all need to just watch how y'all are doing stuff. And y'all shouldn't be doing stuff just because of people's color. And he goes, she didn't understand the difference between bioethics or ethics and ethnics. And I said, well, there goes the end word, you know, and he cracks up. You know, the end being the difference between ethics and ethnics. And so I go, but it was a black lady who's talking about from a biotech perspective, them experimenting. They need to understand, don't be trying to segment out black people from white people or whatever. Just use an experiment. And they were talking, the interesting thing is they're talking about solving a cancer issue. Cancer. Now, just to let you know what Paul was working on, we were talking about this. He says, we have a way to enter the cell, to open up a cell, inject effectively stem cells. He says, but the current way they do it, you run a risk of cancer, a higher risk of cancer. And he went on to explain all the technical aspects. He says, the way our company does it, we use your own cells. So, in effect, you become your own stem cell, which gives you a much better chance of that never happening because your body doesn't reject it. He goes, when you do a stem cell, it's somebody else's cell. And he goes, you have to still worry about all the issues related to rejection. When we do your own, he says, so we're working on ones where you do your own. And we open your, he goes, we have a technology that opens a cell. We inject your own theoretical stem cell. It's not technically a stem cell. He went through the details. And anyway, they're having this discussion. And this black lady who's completely ignorant on it decides she's going to make it ethnic. And they're talking about ethics. I'm just telling you, this is how stupid the world has become. Speaking of poor, we were talking about poverty. Why shouldn't Google give internet service for free to the poor? Why not? They get everything else. So what, folks? You have to pay for the better service. That's what you get for not being poor. That's what you get for working your butt off and paying for your own internet. I mean, like we don't have enough incentive to opt out of the American dream? Google is making good on last summer's pledge, I'm reading this, to provide free high-speed internet to low-income homes across the United States. They're going to start with 100 homes in Kansas City. I don't know why. Why Kansas City? Pfft, who knows? Who cares, right? The tech giant said it was going to help set up residents in public and affordable housing with free internet access, no installation costs, across select cities where Google Fiber services is available. Now, the pledge is part of a broader White House initiative announced last year by Obama called Connect Home, which aims to eventually connect 275,000 low-income homes to free high-speed internet service through a handful of participating providers. Now, how long do you think this service is going to be, quote, free? Do you really believe it is, quote, free? Or do you believe that Google is not going to lose a nickel in putting this together, and I don't know who's going to pay for it? Anybody? Anybody? You. If you have some Chrome or some reflective surfaces around, go look to see who pays for it. Go ahead, I'll wait. Okay, good. You saw that. Google announced its first completed product under the Connect Home initiative, with the company working with the Housing Authority of Kansas City to outfit 100 homes in the city's West Bluff public housing complex with free Google Fiber connections. So, in some project in Kansas City, 100 people now have high-speed Google Internet access. What are they going to do? I mean, wonderful. Let me tell you what Google could have done. Google could have connected 100 of the country's top performing companies that could use high-speed research and as opposed to waiting on the Internet or whatever, and get that company to where it was able to perform better, faster, etc. And it would have been geometrically better than what they're trying to do. But this is Google and the White House's, hey, check it out, we're socially engineering some black folks, they got faster internet that they don't even know what to do. Boy, you know, our porn downloads a lot faster. Boy, when we're stealing music off the internet, look at how fast it comes in. Now you're saying, come on, Kevin, you're condemning these poor black people for these things that you don't know they commit. Yeah, that's because you don't know me. See, I got cousins. And I know exactly what they do with the internet. And I'll tell you this, they're not running businesses. I know exactly what they do. So congratulations to Google. Feel better that you outfitted 100 natives. Why don't you just go to Africa and outfit some pygmies? Oh, that was mean, Kevin. No, it isn't. I'm just telling you what the outcome of it is no different. It's no different. Just go pick the Amazon rainforest and put internet out there and let somebody, hopefully one of the Indian tribes will come along with a PC and figure out what to do. And that tribe will be downloading porn and stealing internet music soon enough. Do something with this stuff that matters. This is all for show. We 275,000 poor people's homes are going to get fiber from Google. Well, congratulations, Google, for your social engineering experiment. What's it going to do? How about we connect 275,000 businesses with the ability to have fast internet? I know this. With my staff, you know what we do? We wait. We wait. We just did a project. You guys will think I'm kidding you. We did a project. We had to move all of our videos off of a service that terminated our entire company, a group of companies. They terminated us. You want to know why they terminated us? Because occasionally, one of the people in our group gets gun ads because of the way we advertise. They get gun ads that come across their network. That group got everybody fired because they didn't, the group of people, or the service provider, didn't like gun ads, and they found out we were conservatives, they are liberals, so they cut us off. So we got to download all these videos, and it took, I'm on a fast internet, I'm on a 150 megabits per second. It took my IT guy who lives out in the boonies, and he's on like some, he goes, Kevin, this thing's going to run for a week. So we took it over because we are on 150 megabits, and we did it, and it took 6 hours. Now, if I had Google service, it would have taken me probably an hour. So 5 hours, it tied up one of my chief people in my company. You think Google cares about that? Nope. Many things, with the speed that we could get from Google service, there's so many things I could do with this radio program, with the speed in which we do our work every single day. We could get a 30% productivity increase. Do you think Google cares? No, because there's a reason to go experiment with some black folks in the projects of Kansas City. Lord knows they need to have that. And it'll make Barack Obama look good. They eventually want to give this access to all these people. Now, see, the service costs $70 a month if you want to buy it. But if you don't want to buy it, well, get poor. It pays to be poor in America. It used to cost you to be poor in America, but now it pays.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My friend, look at that white woman you're with. Behind you going, yeah, son, I'm with my girl, but yo, for real? That white woman's amazing, isn't she? Tell the truth.
He's with his black girlfriend like, no, I don't know, but that, she's high level. That's a high level white woman right there. That white woman is, that is man, oh man, oh man. Black women get mad at that, but that is top shelf white woman right there. You know how you can tell how pretty a white woman is? The value, you look at her and then you wonder how long they would look for if she was missing.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You know, it's fun. I love comedians and I love the fact that, you know, I have a comedic mind. And I started out years ago writing for a guy. They called him Godfather Vinny. And Vinny was funny. I mean, he couldn't write jokes, but he could tell jokes. And at the time, I couldn't tell jokes, but I could write jokes. And it takes a while to make that transition. But anyway, I love them because they do have a it's observational. It's just things that you see that other people kind of miss. And Patrice O'Neill, who's died, unfortunately, one of the funniest guys out there, he had a kidney disease, and he died. But that was one of the funniest guys. Seriously, just a guy at a party, or you're just sitting around talking, he's that kind of guy. And I would love to have this conversation with him that I'm about to have with you, and it has to do with Playboy. Because Playboy, as you know, was the iconic magazine for young kids, young boys, who, you know, whenever you get to see a Playboy, it was like a big deal. I remember in military school, I was probably 15, 16 years old, and we got the Playboy issue with, I forget her name, but she was the girl in the Thriller video with Michael Jackson. And at the time, she was as hot as they come. She had a Jerry curl. I think back on it now, and I'm like, man, okay. All right, that was my taste. But at the time, something Ray, not Norma Ray, but it was something Ray. Was her last name was Ray. And I remember her being in these red, like, leather pants. She could have been Prince's sister, okay? I'm thinking back on it, it actually is pretty funny. But she went on to do the thing with Michael Jackson, the video, Thriller. And then I don't think she did much after that. But it was you know, to have that nude picture of her in my locker until inspection time when I'd have to take it down from military school. But it was the coolest thing. And so, of course, all little boys iconically want to go to get, you know, to have the nudity, if you will, of Playboy. And as magazines like that go, it was probably considered, I think it was considered the tasteful version, because Lord knows I'd seen some more raunchy stuff. Well, they went away. Playboy did its first non-nude issue. It just got released. And of course, the rationale for Playboy was that, and we talked about this, I think me and Vic or me and one of my guests, but we talked about this, the idea that there's so much porn on the internet, and in comparison, Playboy just wasn't, I mean, it really isn't hardcore porn if you wanted to find that type of stuff on the internet. So they decided, hey, you're really going to need to read Playboy for the articles. And I know it sounds strange, but when he's actually my godfather. He lived, his family owned the ranch that my grandparents worked at. And when I get to go over to his house, my grandmother cleaned it. He had Playboys all over. He was a bachelor. He's in his, you know, mid to late 20s or whatever. And so he had Playboys around. And my grandmother goes, you want to go clean, you know, we need to clean Tommy's house. Yeah, sure. I'll go. All right, Grandma. You know? And of course, he had them everywhere in the bathroom, so I'm cleaning, and oops, it just happened to spill open Playboy onto the centerfold. You know, and then my grandmother used to, I think in her mind, she chuckled because she knew, hey, at least I got the boy cleaning, right? So, but what was ironic is I found myself reading the articles, okay? And I thought they were interesting. They were like, really? This, I mean, it was like crazy stuff that I would never think about. And I didn't even have any sexual experiences up to that point. I was relatively young. So it was for me, yeah, there was that voyeuristic part, but there was also, what's this, you know, from the editor, and, you know, this, that, and the other. And I used to just go, this is weird. So that was my experience with it. Anyway, the dirty pictures are gone. They're focusing on the article, the editorial, etc. And I think it's interesting, but it's more interesting from this perspective. The women's movement, to my knowledge, I don't know that they've gone after Playboy and certainly some of the more raunchy things that were out there. There's everything, man. I mean, there's jugs and, you know, there's all kinds of stuff. And I mean, it is hardcore raunch. And I've never seen the women's movement attack it. I don't think they could, technically, because they're saying women are free to do whatever they want. Okay, so you can't attack it. But you kind of do want to attack it, because in the same breath, the women's movement says, hey, there's men are out there objectifying women. All right. Now, for the most part, I don't think Playboy twisted anybody's arm to become a centerfold. It was truly a rite of passage. If you were the Playboy Playmate of the Month, it was a big deal. And if you were Playmate of the Year, it was like Miss America for nude women, you know? Or nudity, if you will. So a lot of careers were made from Playboy. When they would say things like, she's a former Playmate, that meant, it probably still does. I mean, I don't really know. I don't follow that stuff. But I'm sure it does. Former Playmate from 2012 or something. So it built careers, but also it sort of, you know, and I'm speaking as a Christian conservative, it destroyed women to some degree. So how do you reconcile that as part of the women's movement? So when I was thinking about Playboy finally saying, okay, enough with the nudity, we're going to now go to editorial, which I'm curious as to how it works out. I want to know, it's kind of like when Hugh Hefner let his daughter take over Playboy. How'd that go? I didn't follow it, but I remember it. So now this is a big transition. This is the biggest transition of Playboy's career. Or, you know, Playboy's being. Because it was founded on nudity, and now that's gone away. Now it's just Time Magazine, for all intents and purposes. It's Vogue. It's Cosmopolitan, okay? And I'm curious as to how it works out. But here's, to me, one of the bigger pictures around it. It didn't take the women of the women's movement to shut it down. It took capitalism. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, you know, this is the porn industry that did. Whatever. I don't know what it took from that perspective. But what I will tell you is Playboy had to make a business decision. Their product, which, of course, was nudity, porn, is now readily available. It would be like Napster was to the Sony industry, right? When you were going to buy CDs. Napster says, hey, we'll do this service that lets people just come download the music and get it for relatively for free. And it's still impacting the music industry, even though Napster's gone. There are many people that never pay. They're never going to buy another CD. Now, there are lots of people that say, no, I want the CD, and even a lot of other people that want vinyl. But the point is, it changed the whole industry. So guess what? Capitalism changed the industry. Playboy said, ooh, come get our magazine and you can see these beautiful nude women. And the internet says, I will give you that for free. That's now the cost. That's entry price. That's free. Used to be a cover charge, no cover charge. So my point is, what feminism would in no way ever attack, which it should have, what a lot of things, even Christian conservatives would want to,
oh, they have that smut.
Capitalism, to some degree, took care of. Now, one can argue, well, Kevin, it took care of it, but now there's a lot more of, but that other is, I mean, and it's arguably, you know, can you stop somebody from seeing it or whatever, but the other is a lot. You have some controls, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how well you can control that. I know kids can get around these different search engines and stuff. But I just look at it as capitalism has a way of doing its job to the right and impacting society in the right way. Some argue, well, Kevin, porn's more prolific than it ever was. Well, it was going to be. It was going to be. There was nothing we could do about that. But what it did is it shut down one group. How many of these other magazines really and truly are getting the circulation they need? Anyway, food for thought. Good talking to you folks. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.